I said it, I'll say it again till my last breath. I sense any stress or any unnecessary, just ridiculousness, about face. I'm out of it. I will not be involved. I will pass it on legal counsel. I'll take things to next hearing with federal, and that's it. I'm not getting involved. Why in the world you get a check from insurance company regarding a claim and more than one party is supposed to endorse it? I endorsed it. You know, you do your part. You're responsible. It's your adult. Endorse a check, and then you leave it for the other party to sign, and they literally just leave it. You put it on their car, and they literally caught walking it right back and putting it right back on the ground. And you try twice to make somebody sign their part, do their responsibility, be responsible, and endorse the check so a business owner could get paid. You've done your part, and I'm just going to say this podcast for a lesson learned for any of you ladies, and you're dealing with things that just ain't normal. Okay, first of all, this is like controlling behavior. It's very immature. It's narcissistic behavior. It's crazy. Yes, this is going to sound crazy, but it's God honest truth what's going on. Literally sign my part. Try to have somebody explain, you know, understand you have to endorse this. They know this. Instead, they just don't. End up having and promising a contractor, hey, listen, I'll pick up, you know, and then I'm advised, you know, by legal counsel is you just mail the checks. If you try to explain to somebody, listen, you have to endorse these checks. They're fully aware. They're adult. You're nobody's mother. And somebody's going to play games, you know, and cause stress. You need to bow out, period. You do your responsibility, your part, Kim, that's it. And I have, you know, mail next to Ken. Mail the checks to where they'll be secure. You can't go leave them on the ground. You can't go leaving them in a mailbox. You know, if somebody doesn't want to take the checks and they don't want to endorse it, then you mail it next to Ken and try to see if they can have them understand, listen, you need to sign these checks, please, and give them an appropriate party. And if they can't even do it, literally mailing them back to you, not endorsed. This is a situation dealt with today, dealing with emails back and forth between insurance company and legal counsel of how to handle this. And then a disgruntled contractor, which I don't blame them, but they're blaming the wrong person. See, that's the problem, is I did my part. I did my responsibility. What they need a question for legal counsel is, if somebody promises you they're going to pick up the checks, they're going to have them endorsed on their part, do their part, their diligent part, their sole duty, and they promised you this, and they show up with no checks and using just excuses, they can meet you at the checks wherever. If I'm not comfortable around somebody, they can meet you up the gas station, per legal counsel, wherever. And they don't show up. Well, that's between you and the person who made a promise, especially if they have your money, you know, part of being paid that wasn't already paid, you know. I cut the first check. I did all that, you know, and there's parts and responsibility and things I've done over 11 years that weren't my responsibility. And I realized I went well beyond for somebody that didn't go well and beyond for me. It was just a one-way street in the behavior and why and my behavior and decisions and things I should have done. And I'm a lot wiser for it. But, you know, you have a contractor, it's just adamant. And it's like, you get to the point where there's an exit, a graceful exit. Listen, this is between you and this person didn't sign them. I did my part, I endorse. This has nothing to do with me. I mean, you're dealing with someone and this is a controlling behavior. People who do this stuff and play games and think it's funny, whatever, it's not. Because you can end up in some serious legal problems, is what's going to happen. You can't blame contractors for being upset and disgruntled when they just want to finish, you know, the last of what they're owed. But the thing is I'm nobody's parent, mother, father. I'm not God. I can't go forcing a pen and making somebody understand that this is serious. You need to get this stuff endorsed and signed. You need to do your part. This is your responsibility. This is your claim. And, you know, I've contacted multiple parties and the same response I've gotten. It's not your responsibility. You need to explain to the contractor, this is not responsibility. You're out of this now. And you need to do it today. You're out of this. No more helping, no going above and beyond. I think that's where the empath of me started coming in full force again. But also, I shouldn't be put on the spot in between finalizing, you know, a contract and someone's not doing their part. It has nothing to do with me. You know, especially when you know you've done your part. It's just crazy. Sound crazy? It's absolutely crazy. Insane. I don't want to be around crazy. I don't want to be around insane. I don't want any stress. I start feeling myself getting anxiety, stress, I'm bolting the hell out. I'm done. I'm going to legally protect myself. I keep track of everything. I always will. Gets brought into the next judiciary hearing, federal hearing, and it's going to be addressed to what's going on right now. Because it shouldn't be going on. I don't want to be around anybody like that. I don't want to be around anybody who creates chaos and just constant drama. I don't want to be around it, period. You know? All I can say is, you know, and I'm not the only one, I'm sure, in the world that's dealt with something like this, where you're trying to force somebody to be responsible, sign a check for crying out loud, have it endorsed and handed to a contractor, and then when they're making promises to the contractor, and then they're just using excuses, and they know the check, they know things have been, you know, sent back to, you know, I got text messages, everything, sent to this party, and then they say, oh yeah, I'll pick it up, and then they don't bring the check when the contractor's there, and then they use another excuse. But sometimes contractors need to understand that sometimes you need to go to the person that's creating, using excuses, not the person who endorsed and did responsibility. But I'm telling you, as an oncology patient with my last dying breath, I will not tolerate any unnecessary stress, any craziness, any shenanigans, and any immature behavior. I won't deal with it, and I won't put up with it, period. I will about my face out, and I will pass it on legal counsel. It'll go to the next hearing. And maybe it's a good thing going into another hearing, because there wasn't enough time of an hour in the first hearing. And now I see what legal counsel means is we're going to probably have more things to bring to the table. You know, because there's things that need to stop. And people in situations that are creating problems and unnecessary stress for you is going to stop. Because there's no respect for what you're going through medically. And when people are well aware, they need to stop their behavior. You know, because if you start stressing somebody out and they're on certain medicines and that, you can end up causing a fatal situation. So it's a big problem. It's a huge issue. I didn't spend that much time, but I did going back and transcorresponding through emails is I'm out of it. You know, you can't force somebody to be responsible. You can't force somebody to be an adult. You can't force somebody to sign a flipping check, you know, but what you don't need anybody to scuttle putting you in the middle of between them and another party that's not doing their responsibility, or for legal counsel, their sole duty, diligent duty, you know, of signing things that can legally get them in trouble if they don't get stuff done, and playing games is not okay. But it's, you know, I felt that empath in me, and I did it again, and I'm like, I just gotta stop. You know, I love bringing this optimistic side of me, 50-50, learning through counseling, trauma therapy, but what I need to cut out, as he said, is you need to cut out a lot of your empath behavior. Because your empath behavior is what's getting you in situations that you don't need to be in, and you certainly don't need the stress. Not right now, if you're healthy, you don't, period. But this happens, it really happens. Crazy, absolutely crazy. Like, unnecessary, it's stuff don't need to go on, it's fact, it's nuts. You know, so what you do is you get the advice from legal counsel, and if this has happened with the insurance company, and you get the advice and you go straight ahead and things like this happen and somebody refuses to sign and do their part, you just send the stuff back to the insurance company. It's that easy. I wish I would have got that advice like last week. You know, every day, constant stuff is ridiculous. Same thing, you know? Sometimes if a contractor can't get their point across to the person that they need to get the point across, they'll go to the person that's helping them, which I went above and beyond, well, way above and beyond, where legal counsel said it's not your responsibility. Now you're stopping. You know, here we go again, you're stopping. Don't do it anymore. Send the stuff back to the insurance company. And then this party's gonna have to be involved with this party, and it's gonna be between them two and nothing to do with you. You endorsed the checks, right? Yeah. You endorsed it? Yeah, okay. Well, you did your part. You endorse the last checks? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you did your part. Anybody else is not doing their part? Well, that's between them and the contractor or contractors. It has nothing to do with you. Period. Let's send it back. It's that easy. You know, folks, I'm just saying this. I'm honing this into people dealing with chronic illness again and again, and I will do it. There's things that you should not and you don't have to put up with. You don't have to put up with people causing you undue stress. That can affect your health. It can be harmful. It can even be fatal. It's not a joke, especially when you're on certain medications. If you're going through oncology treatments, you're going through experimental treatments, you're under palliative care, hospice care. There's a reason that's called also comfort care with palliative hospice care. It's for you to be comfortable, not stressed. All right? And anybody who's causing you anything but and creating conflict and problems You know, you need to seek legal counsel and you need to have it resolved real quick. You know, this is where selfish season is part of selfish season, and you protect yourself and your health. Okay? This is nuts. You know, literally, like over a week, you know, 10 days just trying to get somebody to sign a check, for crying out loud. Their responsibility. I can't force anybody to do it. Nobody can. We're adults. You act like an adult. You're an adult, you're over 18. You're responsible for yourself. You act like it. Don't go putting the blame on everybody else. Don't go scapegoat, gaslighting, doing manipulation, narcissistic tactics. Because that's all this is, really. It's just a game. Just causing conflict. People who do this have a miserable life. They're not happy. They're going through a lot of things behind the scenes that people don't see. Okay? And they are projecting their problems, unhappiness, and just creating like a whirl of tornado, as my therapist said, just a tornado of problems anytime they can. Evade, avoid, stay away from people like that. They'll communicate with people like that. You know? And any stress that's connected to, you know, you remove yourself from it. If it has nothing to do with you, you do your part. And you don't have to respond to anything. But I caught myself as an empath, but I caught myself too. This morning I was like, okay, enough's enough. It's continued, you know? I don't get it, you know? There's some people in life that I've never met in my entire life, anybody like them, and I never ever plan for the rest of my last breath ever being around anybody like that. And these are red flags. I get around any red flag, somebody acting like this. No. Bye. Take care, bye. You know, done. Move yourself. You know, you got to protect yourself. You got to protect your peace, okay? Period. And you do whatever you have to do it. But this stuff's crazy. I mean, anybody ever heard of somebody just literally playing games, you know, and not signing and endorsing and doing their part of, you know, making sure contractors are paid? And you're standing back and you've done your part and you can't do anything about it. I can't do nothing about it. You know, it's a sad, unfortunate situation for any contractor. But contractors have to remember, this is between a contractor and a person not doing their part per legal counsel, their sole diligent duty, their duty to be responsible. It has nothing to do with you. So remove yourself. No more contact, no more communication. It's done. You know, anything that's not, and you know, gets mailed back and playing games and you send it back to the person in the first place. You know, insurance company. And then they have to figure out how to handle it. You know, I don't know, I'm not an insurance company, you know. And, you know, hopefully they handle it straight on with the contractor, I don't know. But these are things, like I'm saying, these are red flags, and you stand back and you're away from that kind of behavior. Is you think clear, and then you see the behavior happen again, and you think, I don't want to be around this. No, I'm not dealing with this stuff. You don't need to deal with that, you know. That's true narcissistic gaslighting, manipulative behavior, you know? Gaslighting example is when you tell somebody you're going to give them something, you tell, you know, somebody you're going to hand them something or they're owed money or whatever, and then all of a sudden you tell them, yeah, and this, and I'll do that, and you make promises, but then you turn around and say, oh, but it was left there. Why do you not just meet the person and give them what they're owed? If somebody's not comfortable being around you, and if I'm not comfortable where you're around somebody, then you can easily, per legal counsel, meet them at a gas station, meet them anywhere. There's no excuse, but excuses that some people use. It's just mere excuses. But you're an adult. And I'm out of it. But this is just a podcast. This is just a learning, you know, as example. It doesn't have to be regarding insurance or anything. It's just if you're dealing with someone and they're not adulting and they are going through a lot of stuff in their life and they don't know how to handle it and they're not handling it, and instead want to gaslight, manipulate, and cause problems for other people, if they see anything that they can cause problems with, they're going to do it to the best of their ability and play games, you remove yourself. You do your responsibility, and then you remove yourself. Don't get involved with things. And my lesson out of all this is a great lesson. Today I was told, an email by someone, is don't get involved in things that aren't part of you and your part to be involved with. Let the parties handle it among themselves. If you do what you needed to do, and you got a track record and proof of it, and you move on. You omit, evade, and avoid, and remove yourself. And that's the greatest lesson of all. Don't put yourself in unnecessary stress and things that are not of your said responsibility. You do your part, and that's it. Done.